See, some people have this no understanding. Oh, I'm not doing any service, so Bhagavan won't bless me with this knowledge. Some confusions are there. I tell you, if you all have lived your life, clean life, and when you become, you were a wife, you were a husband, and you raised children and looked after them, you've done a lot of things. You worked, you were earning, you did some, no? All the things are service only. There's no such thing called separately going and doing service. If possible, you can do any amount of seva. That is a different thing, if possible. You know? But it's not a must, I'm saying. So, I'm going to give some answer again because doctor has asked me some questions. I'll spend some time. Oh, 1:20, my God. Time goes. So, tadapyesha shloko bhavati. Thereafter, I don't think I can do anything today anymore because quite big things come.
Annadvai praja prajayante. Annadvai praja prajayante. Annadvai praja. Prajayante, yah kascha prithivig shritaha, prithivig shritaha, atho, anne naiva jivanti. Atho,
atho,
anne naiva jivanti.
Anne naiva jivanti.
Athai nadapi,
athai nadapi.
Yantyam tataha,
yantyam tataha.
Athai nadapi yantyam tataha. Annagam hi,
annagam hi,
bhutanam jeshtam,
bhutanam jeshtam,
annagam hi,
annagam hi,
bhutanam jeshtam,
bhutanam jeshtam.
Annagam hi bhutanam jeshtam.
Annagam hi bhutanam jeshtam.
Tasmat.
Tasmat.
Sarvaushadhamuchyate.
Sarvaushadhamuchyate.
Okay. Till then I'll do this. Goes. Tasmadannam taduchyate iti, till then goes annamaya kosha, annamaya deha viranam. So this physical body annamayaha dehaha is described by the mantra from Yajurveda, Rigveda. Annadvai prajaha prajayante. That sentence, that is a sentence. Prajayante. I'm sure you remember the Taittiriya Upanishad is a prose Upanishad, not a poetry like Mundaka. So, this Annadvai prajaha prajayante. Prajayante means are born. What are born? Prajaha. All the beings are born from the food alone. Annat vai prajaha prajayante. Which prajaha? Yaha kaha cha. I'm only giving literal meaning. Explanation will see later. Yaha kaha cha prithivim ashritaha. Prithivim shritaha.
Yakascha prithivigshritaha.
Prithivim shritaha means the beings obtaining in this world. Beings in this world. On this earth. The beings existing in this earth. On this earth.
Prithivim shritaha prajaha yaha kaha.
Yaha kaha. Yaha means is a feminine gender relative pronoun. Yaha kaha cha prajaha prithivim ashritaha.
Those beings, whichever beings, all those beings which are,
in this, which are on this earth, all of them are what? No, there's no being which is not a product of food. Annadvai prajayante. All are born from the food alone. Annadvai prajaha prajayante. Kaha prajaha. Praja is a feminine word. Therefore, yaha kaha cha prajaha. Prithivim shritaha. Taha annat prajayante. They all are come from food only. That means, not only they're born of food, but of ataha, annena yeva jivanti. Annena yeva jivanti. Jivanti means what again? They live also. Jivati, jivanti, I taught long ago in Woodstock from Sanskrit. Remember, that's fine if you don't remember also, but it doesn't matter. Jivati, jivanti. Prajaha jivanti, they still live, they are born, after being born, they continue to live, that means they sustained by what here? Annena yeva. They sustained by the food alone. Born of food, they sustained by food alone. Annena yeva jivanti. It sounds very simple. Then, they are born of food, sustained by food. What happens to them? Then, atha yenathu apiyanti. Atha, thereafter, yenathu apiyanti. They reach the annam only. Yenath means what? Annam only in this context. Antataha, finally. Antataha, at last. What happened to these bodies which are born? They can't be living there forever. Their bond means they had to disappear one day. They had to die one day. So then these bodies, when they're born of food, sustained by food, they go back to food. This we do not understand, isn't it? How come the bodies go back to the food? Here, mantra says, anna gam hi bhuta nam jeshtham. Annagam hi bhutanam jeshtam. Jeshtam literally means, elder. Is it? Jeshta putraha, kanishta putraha. In patrikil they'll write, they know all those things. But jeshtam means what? What comes first? Food comes first or the being comes first? Food, Bhagavan first created food, then all of us. Otherwise, we would all be screeching, screaming for food and then. So, bhutanam jeshtam annam. What came before the beings is what now? Food only. Before we came hungry, food was ready for us. So, then we came. So, bhutanam jeshtam annam. Here, we had to just go little away. Annam means food. A beautiful definition is given on what is food. In English language, I do not know, is there a meaning for the why food is called food? Latin root, can you trace the meaning? Why food is called food, tracing Latin or Greek root, any root? I don't know, anyway. But in Sanskritam, annam means, isn't it? Annam is going to see later on. Everything is annam only. Why? The food which we eat is what? Actually the plants. From the plants. The plants are from the earth. So earth can be now
Is it? Where does earth come from? If we trace, it will take you to the prakriti, the original matter. Therefore, food is originally what? Food is originally matter only. Maya Shakti itself is annam. And therefore, if Maya Shakti, original matter itself is, if you trace back, annam. Now, what is this body? This body is product of the food. That's why. How do you say that? This physical body, a product of food means, we have seen earlier, even last class I told you, is a modified form of the essence, food essence. It is born of the food essence. And the food essence is in the form of Shukram and Shonitam, of the male and female. And that is essence of what now? Again from the food only, food essence only. That means, so this body also is what now? Completely, who is eating here now? You say, I eat the food. But who is the actual eater of the food? I am eating the food. Okay, Atma is not eating the food. Okay? Who is the eating the food here? You take a hand, is taking the food, putting into the mouth, which is annam. Hand is annam, product of annam. Mouth is annam, tongue is annam, and goes to the food pipe, annam. Identification, annam. Who is eating? Then absorption. My God, where is it going again? Annam only. Therefore, that which eats is annam. That which is eaten also is annam. Food is that which eats and eaten. I'm not telling, okay, it's Upanishad is saying here. That is what is annam. Therefore, this is sarvam. If you trace it, annam becomes, you can go from where is that from? Where is that from? Where is the other one from? Food is from the plants, plants are from the earth, earth is from the other one. If you can trace, and you have to stop with what? Prakritihi. Your prakritihi is what? Brahman only. Annam Brahma. Okay, annam Brahma. That is why in India, even today, we never put our, suppose if even one grain of rice we see falling, a small bread piece falls, we never push it with the leg. We bow to take it and put it aside. If it is clean, we put it inside. If it is unclean, throw it outside. Because we never put it, because very great respect, annam. Because annam is Ishvara, annam Brahma. That tracing, okay? This is what we put it, that's enough, first. So annam is actually, so, annam Brahma. Therefore, what now? One way you can say this body also is what now? Being annam. Annate prajaha prajayante annena, we are going to see later on. Annena jivanti. Then, atha yenam. Yenate apiyanti antataha. Antataha. Finally, they also what now? Annam apiyanti. They go back to annam. They return to annam. They return to annam means what? Even when it is all the chemicals, all the minerals, after the fall, they become one with the prithvi, earth only. They become one with the soil. And that soil again is what? The food actually for the new plants. The new plants again, but all recycling. If, you know, natural recycling. Therefore, every time I see the recycling, food I put there, I think our body also is like this only. If it is a small box, I put the food there. No? Something with the dirt, all the leftover food and all the things, the chilies and things we put there, our physical body also one day will be thrown like this. Same food, dust bin. You know? And then the bin. So bin, it is going to recycling, artificial recycling. Our body, natural recycling. go back, put it there, get recycled and come back in completely different form. Isn't it? You can't have I sense that, that is mine, that was last Janma. You can't go and tell that. Where is the identity there? Therefore, natural recycling will take care of this physical body. That's why atha yenati apiyanti antataha. Again he says, annagumhi bhutanam jeshtam. Annagumhi bhutanam jeshtam. Annagumhi bhutanam jeshtam. So bhutanam jeshtam annam. Okay, food is what now? The primordial of all the beings. Therefore, tasmat sarva aushadam uchyate. 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 Sarva aushadam means what now? Therefore, for everybody, for all, the food is said to be the aushadam. Annam is jeshtam. Look at this. Annam is so revered here. Annam is jeshtam. Annam is what now? Even foremost, prakriti. Annam is Brahman. And annam is also what now? Annam is aushadam. Aushadam, so anything pertaining to oshadhi is annam. Because earlier we have seen, earlier in the Srishti Prakriya, we came across this mantra. Oshadhi bhyonam annat purushah savayesha purusho narasamayah. So oshadhi bhyonam, so oshadhi bhyaha annam. So oshadhihi means a herb. Any vegetable, any plant is called oshadhi. Any herb is oshadhi. So oshadhibhyaha annam means, annam is what? Anything pertaining to, isn't it? Pertaining to oshadhi is called aushadam. Belonging to oshadhi is aushadam. Anything made of, product of oshadhi is aushadam. That is why in Ayurveda medicine is called aushadam. Now the medicine is called aushadam because it is all herbal medicine. Aushadam. But here, what about annam? Annam also is aushadam because annam is herbal only, isn't it? Vegetation only. Anything vegetarian is food. Food is vegetarian only. And Pooja Swamiji says, if you eat cow, cow eats grass, and you convert the grass into cow's flesh, then you eat it. If originally, your original food is what? Vegetarian only. There's no, food is never a non-vegetarian food. There's no non-vegetarian. Swamiji says this. I can never forget it because he makes us, every talk he'll tell this.
Meal is non-vegetarian and vegetarian. That's what Swami says. Meal. Food is vegetarian, but meal is not. Meal is non-vegetarian and non-vegetarian.
Because here food is a topic, isn't it? So, food is vegetarian anyway. So what he says, oshadibhyaha jatam aushadam, but in this context, tasmat sarvoshadam uchyate. Therefore, everything is what now? Aushadam only, medicine only. And here, annam is aushadam, because why? Annam also is aushadam then. Annam is aushadam. Aushadam. Is why our annam is called aushadam? Anything which disturbs the easiness is disease. So anything which disturbs the easiness causes discomfort, which is a disease, and anything which removes the uneasiness and brings you back to normal easiness, removes the disease, discomfort is what? Medicine, aushadam. And what about our appetite? What about hunger? Our hunger also causes discomfort. How many of you feel don't feel comfortable now? Because of 2 o'clock, it's going to be 2 o'clock. Okay. So if you don't feel, you know, because hunger also doesn't allow you to be just yourself. இயல்பாக இருக்க விடாத எல்லாமே வியாதினாச்சு. இயல்பாக எது இருக்க விடுறது இல்லையோ அதெல்லாமே வியாதி. எனித்திங் அலோ டசன்ட் அலவ் யூ டு பி ஜஸ்ட் யுவர் செல்ஃப். யுவர் ரியல் நேச்சர் இஸ் எவ்ரிபடி ஷுட் பி பை ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் நேச்சர் ஜஸ்ட் டோட்லி அன்டிஸ்டர்ப்ட், கம்ப்ளீட்லி அன்டிஸ்டர்ப்டு ஃப்ரீ. பட் எனி டிஸ்டர்பன்ஸ் இஸ் தேர், எனித்திங் விச் அஃபெக்ட்ஸ் யுவர் ஈஸ்னஸ், திஸ் இஸ் இல்னஸ் ஒன்லி, திஸ் இஸ் டிசீஸ் ஒன்லி. யுவர் ஹியர் ஹியர் தி Upanishad says, Annam is aushadam, because that also cures the disease of the discomfort caused by this hunger. Relieves you of the discomfort. Annam also is aushadam. Therefore he says, Tasmat sarva aushadam uchyate. This is all said to be, food is aushadam. I'm only giving you the literal meaning, okay? I'm not giving you proper explanations. I will let me give the literal meaning today and then we'll see how I'm going to do the explanations. Tasmaat sarvau shadham uchyate. Tasmaat சர்வௌஷதமுச்யதே. தஸ்மாத் சர்வ ஔஷதம் உச்யதே. சர்வம் வை தேனமாப்னுவந்தி. சர்வம் வை தேனமாப்னுவந்தி. ஏனம் ப்ரம்மோபாஸதே. அன்னகம் ஹி பூதானாம் ஜேஷ்டம். தஸ்மாத் சர்வௌஷதமுச்யதே. அன்னாத் பூதானி ஜாயந்தே. ஜாதான்யன்னேன வர்த்தந்தே. அத்யதேதி ச பூதானி. தஸ்மாதன்னம் ததுச்சத இதி. ததுச்சத இதி. So there ends the அன்னமய கோஷ விசார. அன்னமய தேஹ விசார். So, tasmad annam taduchyate iti. Till then, the first annamaya deha vichara. So, here, before we're not going to go next one, even this one itself needs lot of explanation I had to give you. Annam, tasmat sarva aushadam uchyate. Thereafterwards, we had to go to next line. Ye annam brahma upasate. Ye annam brahma upasate. Those who visualize, you know, upon Annam Brahma, those who meditate upon Annam Brahma, te sarva annam praapnuvanti. Te sarvam vai annam aapnuvanti. Aapnuvanti means attained. Do you find the word aapnuvanti? Ye, those who அன்னம் பிரம்ம உபாசத்தை. ஏ தோஸ் ஹூ அன்னம் பிரம்ம உபாசத்தை. மெடிடேட் ஆன் அன்னம் பிரம்ம. இட் மீன்ஸ் உபநிஷத் இஸ் கோயிங் டு வாட் நவ் இஸ் பிரசன்டிங் டைப் ஆஃப் உபாசனம். வாட் இஸ் தட் ஆல் வி வோன்ட் டூ நவ். எனிவே ஏ அன்னம் பிரம்ம உபாசத்தை. those who meditate upon Annam Brahma, those people, Sarvam Vai Annam Apnuvanti, they definitely attain all Annam. Sarvam Vai Te Annam Apnuvanti. Seeing even what now? Annam Brahma. Those who meditate upon Annam Brahma means how Annam is Brahma. That means here your physical sort of meditation is Upasana is presented in the Upanishad, wherein we are helped to see, analyze, know the nature of the physical body. Only here only, not away. How to visualize, how to see that, we'll see. Then, so ye annam brahma upasate te sarvam vai annam apnuvanti. Apnuvanti means they attain annam. Again, what Upanishad says, annagum hi bhutanam jeshtam. Annagum hi bhutanam jeshtam. Tasmat sarvoshadham uchyate. So tasmat sarva aushadam uchyate. This mantra is repeated again here. Annam hi bhutanam jeshtam. Food is the most primordial, which came into existence even before the living beings came into existence. And that, therefore, what now? Annam is the aushadam. Annam is what now? Aushadam, which cures the discomfort of hunger. And he repeats, Annad bhuta nijayante. Annat bhutani jayante. Jayante, prajayante mean the same meaning. From the food alone, all the beings are born. Jatanyanena vardhante. Jatanyanena vardhante. Jatanyanena vardhante. Jatanyanena vardhante. Jatani bhutani. Jata is a participle of jayate. Isn't it? So jata means which is born. That is why we have jatakam. We say that, no? Anything talks about your birth is what? Jatakam, we say that. Okay? Not sadagam, jatakam. So jata means what? Born. It's a Tamil problem, so others don't know. That is why I say. So jata. Very wonderful, good people, you see. So jatani, we what now? Those which are born are called jatani. So jatani, annena vardhante. They grow, what now? They born, they don't remain small, tiny forms. They always grow into big and they become big also. How do they become big? Without eating or what? Only by food. See, also makes Bhagavan famous feel guilty here. How you have become so huge, you become only eating all the time. Therefore, jatani annena vardhante. All those, anything which is born becomes big and big and bigger and bigger and bigger only by food. Annena vardhante. Then, adyate ticha bhutani. Ticha bhutani. So bhutani, what are these beings here? He says here, adyate atticha. The beings are, okay, adyate are eaten. Not out. Adyate atticha bhutani. Adyate atticha tasmat annam tad uchyate iti. Tasmad tade annam iti uchyate. Why food is called annam? Why annam is called annam? That which eats, adyate, means is eaten. Atti, that which eats, is the second conjugation verb. At dhatu. Therefore, Atti means eats. Adyate means it is eaten. Adyate, that which is eaten. Atti, that which eats, is what therefore it is said to be food. So, bhutani, okay, not only the, what is eaten is food, the one who eats also is the food. The physical body is food. The body alone eats food. Okay? And the eaten also is food, the eater also is the food. And this physical body, which is the eater now of the food, becomes the eaten food later on after death. Eater food becomes eaten food. Okay? Eaten food becomes the eater food. Eaten food becomes eater food. Eater food becomes later on eaten food. That is why annam. Really, nowhere the definition is given here. Adyate atti chaiti annam. Anyway, tasmadannam taduchyata iti. Tasmadannam taduchyata iti. Adyate ticha bhutani. Adyate ticha bhutani. Tasmadannam taduchyata iti.
Tasmadannam
taduchyata iti. Tasmadva.
Yetasmad
annarasamayat.
Annarasamayat.
We are going to the next one. Tasmatva yetasmat. That annamayaha deha which we are discussing now, that is what now? This, okay, that annamayaha, that which under discussion is this physical body, which is a product of food. And this physical body alone is what now? Therefore, it is material only. And therefore, now we have to negate it. Before negation, we are not going to do that now. We are just going to say later on. And there is something which indwells this physical body and not grass-like perceptible, which is invisible, subtle thing which indwells this physical body. There is an air, pranaha, isn't it? And pranamayaha, atma. Before go there, I have to tell you what is this. Annam Brahma. Annam Brahma. No, Annam Brahma, Upanishad presents an upasanam. Upasanam like. So that it will... We can firmly understand this much is the physical body, and if this physical body is like any other living form here, and any other living form also is what now? Is like this physical body alone. And this is how it is subject to all these changes. And this is originally, if you analyze, it goes back to what now? The very prakriti. And therefore, because the prakriti, and this is what now, it is naturally by itself is inert. And this inert, insentient body becomes conscious, means therefore Atma cannot be the I self. I am the Atma, cannot be that inert, this eater, is it? Food, modified from a food, this body alone. Therefore, what is that? And it will take you to the next step. That upasanam, I'll talk to you tomorrow. And what you will do, this, the mantras, actually Taittiriya Upanishad mantras has swaras. So see that you learn the swaras also correctly. People who are not interested in chanting, don't worry about the chanting. Okay? And people who are interested in chanting also, if you want to chant, Taittiriya Upanishad is the only Upanishad which is chanted like Rudram, Chamakam, Purusha Suktam, Shri Suktam, like that. It is chanted in the temples also for everything. If you want to learn the chanting, and if you make it a point to learn this correctly from the beginning, so easily, it doesn't get filed up otherwise, isn't it? Who don't want, who are not interested in chanting also, Doesn't matter, you don't need to chant, but you see, you get the, all the words correctly. Isn't it? Because for you to remember the whole thing.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.
That is why mainly stopped early. Forgot. Because Sabhapataji came and asked me some question. I was going to, even hurry to go. See, I can see how people are getting ready soon. Oh my God. He asked me some question actually. What he said, is it wrong on the part of ordinary person to who deserve, I'm not even ready for moksha and it's not even ready for jnanam, then should I have the having desire for moksha? Is it too ambitious because not being ready for moksha? That's the question he asked. I said, it's not ambition. In fact, it's a maturity. One has to understand one choiceless end. Moksha is my choiceless end. Okay? If a person, if you have purusharta nischayaha, moksha is my choiceless end. No other go. One day or the other, I had to, what now? Recognize the freedom which is already there. Till then, it is this helplessly, choicelessly, we will be repeating this birth sentence. This is a fact the Shastram says, and I have faith in the Shastram, that's what I accept it. The choiceless end, isn't it? Therefore, it is not the one has to know. It's not that if I have desire for moksha, it's not ambition. Not ambition. That is the end actually. It's quite understanding. One, the end is very clear. Oh, I'm not ready for moksha means you make all the possible efforts. Where I am. Okay, I do shravanam. I'm not ready for nidhyasanam. I'm not ready for mananam. I have not done any shravanam. I do shravanam. Even if I do shravanam, I have to get ready, make my mind ready. So I should live a life of karma yoga. Karma, what is living a karma? Let me understand first of all what is it mean. What does it mean by saying living a life of karma yoga? Isn't it? Understand. And what it means by how should I be prayerful? What is being prayerful? How should I be worshipful? What it means by being worshipful? How should I have the attitude? What sort of attitudes I should have towards everything in life? How I should accept my failures and situations in life? How I should, what sort of prayer I should have before doing karma? This understanding. These understandings are there. And I told you, you don't need to worry about the moksha end at all. You are just there. It's like a journey. You're comfortably, you are taken nearer, nearer, nearer. And it will take care. But I tell you, any amount of worship you do, how much you go and beg and plead to Bhagavan, that pleading and praying and begging should result in your inclination for Shastra study. Otherwise, if there is no interest in Shastra study, if there is no, Shastra is not all study, means without the Shravanam, no inch of clarity will enhance. I tell you, clarity will never enhance. Still same old fear will be there, same old things will be there, the same the rigidness will be there. There won't be any improvement or maturity. There won't be any growth. But Shastra Shravanam is a must. You know, without Shravanam, living a life of karma yoga also is very difficult. Shravanam alone will keep you balanced in life. Shravana Jnanam should go hand in hand. Shastra Shravanam will help you to live your life of karma yoga, help you to understand, isn't it? Also the Atma also. Isn't, for Jnanam, you are studying Shravanam, doing Shravanam, and this Shravanam also helps you, what no, it keeps you in the right track. All the time, it helps to live a life of karma yoga, isn't it? It's not an easy joke. Then only prayer, worship, everything becomes meaningful. Singing bhajans, singing stotrams, everything becomes meaningful only with the Shravanam. Without Shravanam, there are good karma, punyam is there. But they don't make any difference. Really. I tell you one thing, emotionally getting entangled with any form is the most dangerous thing. Not only form, any cult, anything, emotionally getting entangled with anything is a problem. Because already you have enough things to get entangled with. Okay? That is why Bhagavan makes you, makes what? No. But that is why some, why the marriage itself is arranged, set up for you to get entangled. Get entangled, then free yourself. And then because, not that easy, children means what? Not that easy. Children means big bandha, putra vancha, isn't it? Then wife bondage, husband bondage, children bondage, parents bondage, old people gone. Okay, at least a little more people. And then again, not that easy. And then friends, relatives. See, auntie adopts so many people, every day worry about that daughter, this daughter, that daughter, all of them. Thousands of daughters she adopts. And then already we have so many, it's naturally we get entangled. I'm not saying she's not worried about, see, feeling sad for other people, being compassionate for other people is different. And that should not affect your health also. No? We get entangled. And then again, believing, feeling secure and associating oneself with anything. Even the murtis and forms of worship, the altars, I know many stories of many Mahatmas in India who had great emotional entanglement with the murtis they are worshipping, including Mahatmas like Tyagaraja. Losing Rama's Vigraham, he was shattered. And Krishna's Vigraham, Rama's Vigraham, and Bhakti Meera, all the time crying for Krishna's murti form. So, what one says, okay, but there is a time, isn't it? So, entanglement, bhaktis, bhakta stories are nice to listen to. But I tell you, we have to be a jignyasu bhakta. Otherwise, it is all getting entangled with the forms. Initially, we are completely, we have no devotion or whatsoever, then Meera story is fine. Okay? But you have to learn, it is wrong to get entangled with the murti. So not only one murti I'm saying, anything I'm saying, any organization, anything. Swami Arshavidya is not an organization. Not an organization. It is just a place where you study Shastram and go away. And you are an organization yourself. We are not, you don't feel insecure whether the support is there or not, or anything. And everybody should be, isn't it? I think I make one insecure. So what I'm saying here, this is the Shastra must be everything in front of you. And because no objective, Shastra is very objective in that way. And then it just presents the facts. And those facts, we are not able to see the facts as they are, as they are presented in the Shastra. So we need how to get the Shastra. Okay, Sampradaya is there. Sampradaya helps to understand the facts and we are there. And for us, we are with Bhagavan. Bhagavan is with us. Initially, we understand Bhagavan. We are prayerful. We are worshipful. We are righteous. We try to be nice, to genuinely good to everybody, nice to everybody. There's no just plastic smile. Genuine care and care is there for everybody. For all of us are together. Mutually, how much can we give each other? What can we do mutually for each other? What is possible, isn't it? Kind words. There's one shloka, which it's a Niti shloka, kindergarten for children. Like how you have rhymes in English, Baba Black Sheep, we have Sanskrit rhymes. Now also small, it says, Priyavakya pradanena sarve tushyanti jantavaha tasmata deva vaktavyam vachaneka daridrata. Vachaneka daridrata. What is the, what do you lose if you speak good words, speech? Nana. Tadeva vaktavyam. Because Priyavakya pradanena sarve jantavaha tushyanti. All the beings are pleased and happy when they listen to some nice pleasing words. We don't lose anything. Isn't it? Like that, even though we genuinely we speak, because once Purushartha Nischaya is there, you know the value of Dharma, Bhagavan. Bhagavan being manifest as the law and order must be very clear. Nobody needs to be there to police, to watch what you are doing. Your own conscience is enough for you to be righteous. You don't need to be, hide things, anything from anybody. Our own conscience is enough to take care of us. Because your commitment to dharma, because you know the value of dharma. That is why Purusharth Nischaya is a must. Shastra study constantly reminds you of Bhagavan being manifest as the law and order. And that law and order being ultimately what? No, not, no. It results in the vision of the oneness of reality finished. And afterwards there's no bhakti, no prayer, no worship. Everything culminates in that. Therefore, once the order is very clear, then we don't need to worry about people coming and going. I'm going to come back, I'm going to be there. Who comes and who goes, so what? Isn't it? You will not be, we will not be here for sitting for very long. We will not be here, means what? This form will go. And before this, we leave this physical body, this span of life should be made, we can make it the best, make the best use of this span of life available without any anxiety, because then what doesn't matter what is going to come next one. If you place yourself in the track of Shastram, that is enough. Whatever will be the next Janma, then don't worry. Some people come and ask me also, will you be born a lizard or a cockroach or a frog? You don't need to be, once you be in the Shastra track, it's enough. You will be again yoginam if you there's no birth for you. If there's anything because of ajnanam, and that will be taken care of. Yoginam api dhimatam kule bhavati. Isn't it? You will be definitely born nice, good family background where you can pursue Shastra.
Then it's related to this only. In India, I have met so many people who are illiterate. They don't know reading, writing, they just have to use their tongue. So they just lead a normal life, honest life, karma yogi life. They cannot read Shastras. But how do they?
Here, Shastra is addressing only us. We need, when we are thinking ourselves, we don't need to worry about people who are not literate or illiterate. We see people who are the track of Shastram. For us, nobody is bad. Nobody is wrong. Nobody is inferior. Nobody is superior. Everybody is living one's own life in keeping with one's Parabdha. If you have your clarity, what are you here for? You take care of yourself. But we don't need to worry. We don't need to think. See, if you think I'm studying Shastram, you're not studying Shastram. Oh, you're so inferior, that's wrong. Isn't it? A person who is given to study of Shastram cannot look out anybody as inferior or superior or bad or wrong. We respect every being because every individual, only Shastra person can understand the significance of every being here. So we really don't worry about those. Once your punyam has brought you to this, there will be a time they will have their own punyam, they'll humble upon Shastram, they'll also attain. Everybody will be progressing. So really speaking here, all the time we forget ourselves. What will happen to those people if they don't study Shastram? There'll be a time they are struggling. The present lifestyle which they are living will take them next step. There's only progress, there's no regression, okay? Whatever life they are living, in keeping with their inclinations, we cannot take responsibility for everybody in the world. Whatever they are inclined for, they are doing. And they will do, and then what are they doing now? In keeping with that, they will be accumulating punya papa. I tell you, nobody needs to worry about once how much punya one will earn, papa one will earn. Everybody will definitely, what no, as ajnanam is there, and there's no life possible without doing karma. Giving karma, everyone will be accumulating lot of karma, punya papas. In keeping the punya papas, they'll be progressing. Yeah. See, we can always be compassionate and helpful and kind to other people. But we never question about how others will progress. We'll take our own performance. Always says, you are sinking yourself, you come out. You know, don't try to give hand for other person to uplift other person. See, it's very important for one to understand, it's a big knowledge. What is that? I am sinking myself. That itself is a big enlightenment. Then only I will know. Then only we become a real helper, real compassionate person. Unless and until you recognize that your own inadequacy, your own problem of samsara, there's no way of you are helping others. Otherwise, we want to help others means there's ahankara. Bloated ahankara. I am helping others. If you knowing that you are helped by everybody in the world, only when you want to help, because that is dharma. Without knowing my situation, if I think I am helping, understand? That is another form of anahankar only.
My question is, how to get out of this emotional entanglement? This study of
the whole teaching is for getting rid of emotional entanglement only, Sushilamma. The whole study is for freeing of entanglement only. Freedom, moksha means what? Freedom from what? Emotional entanglement. That is the goal of Shastra study. How study Shastram? Freedom means what? Freedom from emotional entanglement.
Particularly with children, isn't it?
Children, husband also, Sushilamma. Even though you may say, oh, difficult for me to and all these things, but still you want to do. Why? Because kadamai. Why do you say all these things? The duty also, I'm saying, what I'm saying, there's a time for duty also, you see. Duty, when you're very young, you do your duty. But as there's a time, you can't be duty, the name of duty. Sometimes also we will be sitting. You can't be looking after 40, 50-year-old sons, 60-year-old sons, after when you were 70, and your son is 40, and still you had to go and feed him, means what? It's a problem, isn't it? That is entanglement. Isn't it?
Sometimes
they're disabled. Yeah. See, the question of, that's what I'm saying, we have to understand. See, the needful, what? Doing the needful is duty. What is needful? You do. That's all the duty. You can't be doing, isn't it? People get entangled here. Means I tell you, Indian grandparents are very funny sometimes. They try to look after their grandchildren again. Isn't it? Doing the duty, doing the needful is different from, isn't it? I had to do, without me, nobody can survive in the world. They can't live. That thinking, isn't it? See, real service, real compassion, really, feel for others, all these things begin only when a person recognizes, has purushartha nischaya. The goal becomes clear. Until without the purushartha nischaya, without commitment to knowledge, if at all a person does anything, that is some punyam. If you help others, it's a punyam only, but still there is no real, because ahankara is involved there. Ahankara, always life itself is ahankara, only maintains the life. If there is no ahankara, we cannot be here. We will not be here. If that ahankara, we wouldn't have been born actually. Ahankara is the food for the very life. Anyway, so what I'm saying, there's nothing greater than study of the Shastram. Nothing more important than study of the Shastram. But we should know what is the needful, and Shastram will tell us what to do, how to do, everything will be going. So Shastra study itself is a Jnana Yajna, Brahma Yajna, Rishi Yajna, Veda Yajna. And which itself is what now? One of the forms of worshipping Bhagavan, which itself makes you what now? A religious person, is also prayer. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. In fact, only when you understand Shastram, you can always have concern for your children. You can do anything you want to do for children without attachment. That differentiation you have to know. how to differentiate, what is different between concern and attachment.
Yes.